This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, be part of the conversation. Before I get into railing on, and I don't do this that often, but when I do it. I want to rail on the lunacy of the left. I want to show you the defenses I'll play for you, show you, talk to you about for the next hour. The defenses the left is putting up on these WikiLeaks. And basically the defense is all the same. It's, you know, they're not real. They're not true. They haven't been verified. You sit Podesta down, show them 12 of these, go, did you write this? Did you write this? Did you write this? Did you write this? It ain't that hard. What do you, how they haven't denied them. He has not come up one time and said, I did not write these. They've been, somehow they've been played with. That's not, those aren't my words. Not a one. Not a once. All right, but before I get started, you know, in the last segment, you'll have to go back and get it. We were talking about the snowflakes that we're raising. And I think I deflated my granddaughter's, I know, you can all slap me later. I didn't do it on purpose. So we were at a car the other day, and her school gives out these little awards, I'll put it that way. And the awards, because I don't know who locally is listed. So you know, they have the green and the yellow and the red. And she said, look, I got a green award today. And I said, oh, that's cool. What is that for? And she said it was for being good. And before I could say anything, she said, the yellow one is when you're kind of sort of not so good, or kind of good, or maybe a little good, and the red one's when you're bad, when you just don't listen and you're bad. So I'm driving down the road, and I'm thinking to myself, should I? Oh, yeah, I gotta. And I said, but wait a minute, aren't you supposed to be good in school? And she said, yeah, I'm supposed to be good in school. And I said, so should you be rewarded for being or for doing something you're supposed to do? And you could tell she was thinking about that. She, you know, a little smoke starting to come out of the ears there and trying to figure out whether it's the right thing to do or not the right thing to do. And I kind of felt bad for her. I really did. Because I wasn't trying to catch her. I wasn't trying to do anything like that. What I was just trying to do was just to get her to see really what it was all about. You know, if she was going to have an expectation, if my expectation, honey, is for you to get up and do what you're supposed to do in the morning, and I don't know what it is, brush your teeth, make your bed, whatever, I'm not going to reward you for doing the regular stuff. Now, if you decide you have some extra time and you vacuum your room or you take your clothes out of the basket, you put them away because it's not something I require you to do, all right. I'm probably going to give you a little reward for that, a little extra ice cream. Maybe take you for ice cream one night more than I normally would. But I look at that and I'm saying, okay, so it starts in... Listen, look at my hair. It's been a while since I've been involved in kindergarten, right? First grade in kindergarten. And I say to myself, so look what we do from day one. We reward you for doing the right thing. We're rewarding you for... And please don't get me wrong. I mean, she's my granddaughter. I don't want her to feel bad. But I don't want to set her up to feel bad. I don't want to set her up so later in her life, she doesn't... Why didn't I get my bonus? I showed up for the 40 hours. Or by her time, it'll be 28 hours. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that to her. I don't think it's fair. But our education system's doing this. This is why you have to check. I didn't change her mind. She probably doesn't remember today. But I'm going to do that to her again and again and again. And I'm not going to do it in a mean, condescending way. But I'm going to keep bringing it up to her. You know, honey, do you really think that you should be rewarded for doing what you're supposed to do? I want her to think about it. And again, I will not be nasty with her. She's my granddaughter. I mean, what am I going to say? But I want to make sure my kids know, my grandkids know, no, you have to do what you're supposed to do. Your reward, forgive me, is your paycheck. Okay? The reward for doing what you're supposed to do is that paycheck you get every week, every month, however often you are paid. Right? And then anything above and beyond that is what we call a bonus in the real world. You get bonuses to do the right things. Not like the VA, where they get bonuses to kill people. Right? To lose calendars, to lose schedules, to forget about people that are waiting for you know, CAT scans because they have major issues. You get bonus for that. Apparently at the VA, you get bonus for saving money. But how does the VA save money? God forbid they should try to get contractors that actually do the job and don't cost them more money. No. They make money by having less clients they have to care for, by making sure they don't do the very expensive procedures that they need to do. That's how they save money. Don't get me started. I love our vets, and I don't just say that because I'm a conservative and it's the right thing to say and it makes you guys happy. Anybody who's willing to get in front of a bullet for me, or anybody else for that matter, they go over to other countries and they fight for their right to be able to vote. They fight for their right for democracy. I mean, that's a special kind of person that's willing to do that. I won't be able to finish this up, so I'll take it on the other side of the break, but here's the deal. A CNN host asks Neera Tanden to explain her very unflattering emails of Hillary Clinton. And I'll put this up on video, too, when we get rolling, but Chris Cuomo tried to get a Hillary Clinton supporter, Neera Tanden, to explain a very unflattering email she wrote about the Democratic presidential nominee. He opened up a can of typical standard operating procedures with her. I mean, she just went down all the stereotypical. You could do the answers for her. And she tried to distract, deflect, deny, the whole nine. And I got to give him credit. You know, as much as I don't really much care for this guy, he did come back to, you know, you're not answering the question. You're avoiding the question. And if you're watching live when I put this up, you're going to see that she's squirming. She can't get away fast enough. Hey, I'm Joe Mattini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. Do be part of the conversation. Sorry, things pop up on my screen during the show. What do you want from me? Anyway, do be part of the conversation again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to go through some of the craziest stuff that you're going to hear and see from the libs. And it's getting worse. It's getting worse because they're getting more and 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 more worried as the days go on. And the reason behind it is I think they're just struggling to figure out what to say, how to say, where to say, when to say, that kind of stuff. And again, we've got at CNN, he is questioning, what the heck is her name? Neera Tanden, to explain her very unflattering emails of a Hillary Clinton video. Now, you can't, obviously, you can't see this on the radio, but if you're watching online in any way, shape, manner, or form, you can get the video at therealside.com, or if you're on Facebook, you head over to our website, our Facebook page, the Real Side Radio, or Real Side Radio. And you just head over there, and you're going to see this, because I don't believe that they can explain this away. And she's getting caught, and she's getting deeper and deeper into the woods. So listen to Cuomo start to question her. And then, if you can see her response, I'll narrate as much of it as I can. But you got to see this. This is just appalling in so many ways. And it would help if you have sound.
He was referring to one of the emails that came out in the WikiLeaks. Now, when Secretary Clinton was asked about this, she went to the point that the campaign prefers, which is WikiLeaks is Russia infiltrating the election. True, perhaps, according to the intel agencies of the U.S. government, 17 of them. Yes, if they're stolen emails, which they are, that's a problem. But let's deal with the substance of them, specifically one of the ones that you wrote. Put up the email. Her inability to just do a national interview and communicate genuine feelings of remorse and regret is now, I fear, becoming a...
I want you to pay attention to this. If you can read it, great. Now, she's just nodding her head up and down like, yeah, okay, yeah, I think I know that. Yeah, okay, yeah, maybe. Okay, yeah, maybe. That kind of stuff. But she's about to get ready to get slapped right in the head. And she's the one that's saying, this is a character problem. This is a character flaw. This is an issue.
Character problem. Now, this is interesting to hear that inside, you guys were having the same discussion that people were having outside.
No. Are you sure about that? Because, you know, just ask a Clinton supporter. That might not be true.
So what happened when you said these things to Podesta and others? Where did you guys come to a conclusion about why Clinton had such a hard time just owning that she did something wrong?
Because you had to beat the woman into submission. She was going to, and forgive me, I don't mean that physically, but think about it. She talks about Trump never apologizing for anything. She basically never apologized. She gives you those kind of, yeah, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it that way. But the deplorable, she never came back off of that. You know, I mean, she danced around that whole thing and never really said, you know what, it was wrong, I should have said it, I don't believe that those people are deplorables. She didn't say that.
With the email, sir.
You know, I know that Russia and other forces would love us to have a debate. This is exactly what they want. They want us to have a debate about the internal structure of Hillary's campaign, what's true, what's not true. And I'm just not going to play that. I'm sorry.
No. Unless America is now called Russia, it's not the Russians that want us to have a debate about this. I want you to tell me the truth. I want to know how she really feels. If you're on the inside, you know her, you're traveling with her, and you think she's got mental issues, let me tell you what. The Secret Service agents that were with her that when she was First Lady, the Secret Service agents call her nuts. I talked to a guy from the part of the FBI today. They're petrified that she's going to get back in. Petrified. The mafia will have nothing on them.
The reality here is that, as Marco Rubio said, we have a Russian government, a foreign government, trying to essentially impact this election.
But Nira,
No. This is great. I had to look at the logo twice to make sure this was actually CNN. I mean, this guy actually calls her out for the dumb things that she's saying. All over her like white on rice.
Press using the American media to do that. And Nira, any email I sent was personal from my personal account to someone else's personal account. I'm not on the campaign. I was an informal outside advisor with my own thoughts. And so, honestly, I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah, do you hear what she's saying? Nothing that she says negates the fact. Nothing. That what she wrote is what she felt in working right next to Hillary. She felt Hillary was off. She felt something was wrong. Why is the mere fact that she's a contractor negates all of that? How?
Now, Chris, the reality of this is that I think Marco Rubio is right about this, that people should not be using this as weaponizing the emails or
personal emails
of anyone and sending...
Conway to Dave Bossie, you would be giving me all your deepest thoughts about it.
Absolutely. No question about it. It's what I've always said. The left doesn't want equality. They want control. Especially when it comes to Republican versus Democrat, conservative versus liberal. They're not interested in what I have to say. They don't care what I think. I mean, they care to the point where they want to use, twist, and take what I have to say and put it out there in a different light. Remember Mrs. Clinton when she talked about, you know, shutting down the coal mines, shutting down the coal businesses, making sure the coal miners lose their jobs? Well, I was taken out of context. How is that? I'm going to shoot you dead. How is that taken out of context? You're saying you want to commit murder. I'm going to kill the coal industry. What other context is there? I mean, I'm not a very learned man. I don't have you know, 7 college degrees. But pretty simple when you say, I'm going to kill the coal industry. And then she said she wanted to clean coal. Kind of, why didn't you say it the first time? How will we take it out of context?
You don't like it because it's your email. You're dumping it. You're not having high ground.
Chris, that's absolutely false. I actually would not be doing that. And you can see in other.
It's not that you would not. You are doing it. You are not taking the high ground. You are making excuses. You know, it's just like this excuse. Well, you know, they were gotten illegally. Well, that doesn't make them false. Because the emails may have been obtained illegally. Doesn't make them false. If that's the question, then Trump's taxes are false. You should have never put the story up. They were gotten illegally. Were they not?
There are areas where emails have been used on any other issue have taken the same position.
What, when his taxes came out?
No. Yeah, see, he's going down the tax like I just did. We'll do this on the other side of the break. I'm Trump, senior host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Seriously. Hey, stop talking, lady.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean get involved in the conversation. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And I want to get back to this clip, because what we're doing is we're talking about how the Dems are trying to deflect. You know, my wife and I took a parenting class years and years and years ago. And one of the things that they taught us in the class is when you have multiple children, is the children try to deflect. And so you might be dealing with one on an issue. They go, yeah, but Anthony did this, and Sally did that, and Mary did this. So it's quite interesting to hear them when they're talking about this, you know, and they talk about deflection. And I watch what's going on in the party right now, the Democrat Party. And you're looking at that, and I'm saying, wow, that's classic childhood deflection. That's what they're doing. So in this case, the CNN host asked Neera Tanden to explain her nasty email. It was Chris Cuomo. And she's doing what they're all doing, which is they're deflecting. And they're deflecting because they're real uncomfortable with answering the questions. And people don't realize, you know, again, everything they blame the Republicans for doing are things they're doing themselves. So let's see if we can hear this one. Come on, you can do it. It's just the last minute or so.
Talking about them, right? Those were leaked, technically, information.
Actually, that is a really important point, Chris. I agree with you. These emails were not leaked. They were stolen.
I'm saying, what's the difference
they
how they
stolen.
Come out? That's a separate issue. The emails say
you
what they say.
Look at her. She is like, oh, my God, what do I do with this? It doesn't. The content is the content. No matter how they were gotten, they were the content. It's like the taxes. She had no problem with the taxes. No problem receiving, taking, and publishing the taxes for Trump. So I want to hear them say the context of these are not true. Or, yes, they're exactly how we feel.
Right. You just said leaked.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just
I'll say it
you.
Again. Leaked. But what
and
I'm saying is that's
leaked.
A separate issue.
It is not a separate issue. How this happened with a foreign government. And you don't listen to me. Listen to Marco Rubio.
No, I know.
And
I
our intelligence agencies.
I
and our
intelligence.
So let me see. Because they were grabbed by a foreign agency, that means now they're false. Is that how that works? Or they have no validity because they were taken the wrong way. Is that how that works for the left?
or hack near it, but you have to understand, not just to me, but to the outside, your emails are what they are. Now, if you say, I never said this, that's something different. I didn't write that, then that's a legitimate basis. But otherwise, it just seems like...
She laughed. Did you notice that she laughed? He said, look, if you just say, I didn't write those... And she makes some kind of unintelligible comment, and then she starts giggling. She didn't say I didn't. I didn't write those. Those weren't mine. None of them have. Not a one. They keep referring to them as stolen emails.
You're ducking it because you don't want to own what you said.
I'm not owning it. I'm not owning it. I'm saying that we shouldn't really be dealing with people's private emails.
Right. So how I feel and what I wrote and what got out there really doesn't much matter. Right? I mean, are you serious? And these people are dead serious about how they feel about these things. What are you going to do about it? Right? My friends on the left, you don't care about this, right? This is anything you should worry about because it's your side getting away with it, right? It's okay. I don't get it. See, you're not people of integrity when it gets down to that. You're not a person of integrity if this is too easy for you to brush off and don't think it's a big deal. I mean, seriously. Either what's the old saying? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Either that's true or it's not. Either it's right. It's either the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. There's no in between. All right. So here's another one I'm going to play for you. That it'll be a short one. I'm gonna pound these home tonight. I want you to hear them. I want them to be in your mind. I want them to be uncomfortable for you to get away from. Now, here's a black student that gets up, asks Hillary Clinton a question that I kind of agree with her. She shouldn't have to answer. It has nothing to do with her. It has to do with her husband. But the way she responded to this African American student, if Trump did this. If Donnie answered this way, or even half this way, are you serious? They would crucify him.
What does Mr. Clinton think through the mouth?
So this is a, where were they? Yeah, never mind. You just got to know, this is a black student at a college asking Mrs. Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, a question, and I guess this is okay. It's okay to respond to students like this.
What does Mr. Clinton think through the mouth of Mrs. Clinton? And what does Mr. Mutombo think on this situation? Thank you very much.
Now, I'll tell you how I would answer that. And I'm sure most of you would answer it the same way, too. Look, I'm sorry. I don't think for my husband. I do it now with my wife when somebody asks me a question. I can't answer for her. Let's call her and find out. Or you call her and find out. I would have done the same thing here. I said, look, I can't tell you what Mr. Clinton would think. I don't know what Mr. Clinton would do. I'm not Mr. Clinton. I'm Hillary. But here's what I would do. Here's what I think of that situation. And here's what I would do. That's how she should have answered it. And she would have come off smelling like a rose. It was the proper thing to do. But let's hear the true colors of Hillary Clinton. Let's see how she really handles this stuff.
Wait, you want me to tell you what my husband thinks? My husband is not the Secretary of State. I am. So you ask my opinion, I will tell you my opinion. I'm not going to be channeling my husband.
Well, that sweet thing. Wasn't that nice of her? Let's just berate that college student. In this case, she wasn't a snowflake, just looked at her horrified. Right? So let's just do that, because that works out so much better. But she's the one that says she cares about everybody. She cares about what everybody has to say. And that's what you get. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, so then we got Obama. You know, a large chunk of Americans think that their health care is getting worse. And I'm not just talking a large chunk. Every day it gets worse and worse and worse. And we talked about... how much health care is going up? How many states are having a problem? I want you to listen to the economic expert known as Mr. Oblamo as he talks about I heard this like five times. I had to cut it up a little bit because of what somebody did to it. But you got to hear what he has to say about the Affordable Care Act and why it's having trouble. I mean, just he said everything just shy of it's Bush's fault, really.
In those states where the governor or legislature is hostile to the ACA, it makes it harder to enroll people because the state is not actively participating in outreach.
So because they don't get the message out, even though Mr. Obama, what do they spend? $1.2 billion in advertising? And so because the states aren't advertising it, it's making it harder for people to sign up. Although I don't know how that works. Maybe he should choose better words or somebody should clean off his teleprompter. He should have said, look, they don't advertise it enough so not enough people know what's going on. But even so, under the weight of this thing, it still would fold in on itself. The problem is they're not getting enough young people on it. The real actuaries are willing to tell you the truth. They're not, and clearly Mr. Obama's not.
And then in some cases, insurers just set their prices too low at the outset because they didn't know what the insurance pool was going to look like.
You forced them. Don't you remember? See, they bank on the fact that you only have like a 30-second memory. You got the memory of a goldfish, right? This is what they bank on, because if you remember when all the fighting was going down, even some of the insurance companies said they were being pushed into a corner. They were being forced to set up certain rates. The exchanges are open all over the country. You can hop on, get your information, sign up. So it's easy to sign up for it. It's easy to get. It's hard to pay for. Easy to get, though. And to say that they didn't price it right, boy, I mean, are you, is there the kettle calling the pot black? Yeah, deal with it if you don't like it. But I mean, seriously. You have no clue what it's like to do business, and you don't remember pushing them in a corner and telling them that they had to stay within certain ranges when it comes out what they were going to charge and what they were going to charge for. You've made a mess of this. Your administration has made a mess of this. This is not Bush's fault, buddy. We'll be back in a minute.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. We got satellites in the air, people, and that's how we're getting to you. You know, the signal's going right through your head, unless you have one of those hats on. We won't talk about that. But I am Joe, senior host. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, gazillion things you can do up there as well. When a large chunk of Americans think that their health care is just getting worse. We'll deal with that in a little bit more detail in a few minutes here. But, you know, you have President Oblamo coming out again. And he's telling you this is all, basically, it's all the fault of the insurance companies. It's all our fault because we're not buying enough insurance. And the insurance companies that have made hundreds of millions of dollars over the years, that have been in this business longer than he's been alive, they're all wrong and he's all right. This is nothing new. This man has learned absolutely nothing from being president of these United States. Absolutely nothing. Well, I shouldn't say that. He's probably learned it, but he's not willing to tell you, and he really doesn't believe any of it. Because pretty much any foundational belief that we had as a country, in his mind, was wrong before he came along. And now he's going to fix all of that. I'll take a listen. We'll give a couple more seconds here to finish up what he was saying.
And then they started losing money. And so now they've decided to significantly increase premiums in some states.
That's how you stay in business. You have to make money. Okay? There's only, you have to make money. They can't keep providing health care if they can't make any money.
And keep in mind that these premium increases that some of you may have read about, It's not because of any policy of the Affordable Care Act that the rates are going up.
Yeah, sure. Right, because as he was saying, and they were saying, they kept saying that these were going to go up. Remember it happened last year? And now, you know, we're coming into 2017. We all said it when it was going to kick into high gear, and it's starting to kick into high gear. And people are actually starting to see what's going on, what happened. Or what's happening, I should say. Yes, my producer sent me the link. You guys heard about Hillary's campaign bus dumping raw sewage in a small town? Right? They couldn't find... I mean, it's an $8 dump fee. There are RV centers all over the place, but they couldn't find a place to dump it. So they dumped it right there in the street. But that's a story for another day, yeah. I mean, that was going around all over the place, and nobody wanted to touch it. Get it? So, yeah, a large chunk of Americans do think that their health care is becoming more expensive. They're not necessarily looking. If the health care people have to, if they have to cover, you know, me at 57 years old for possible pregnancy, my birth control pills, my pap smears, my internal exams that I'm never going to have, of course the prices are going to go up. If I've got to take pre-existing conditions, of course the prices are going to go up. You know, the president's not being truthful when he says they didn't do it right. They didn't plan it right. That's why everything's so high. That's why the prices are so high. It's not true. Because he's forcing them to provide services they can't provide. It's because they did a gamble. They played a Vegas on this one. They needed more young people doing it. They needed more young people participating in this. That's what's killing them. Now, according to the Morning Consult, to a Morning Consult poll sponsored by the American College of Emergency Physicians, 30% of Americans surveyed said that their health care coverage has gotten worse over the past year, whereas about 15% said it's improved, and 51% said it's generally unchanged. Additionally, 24% of Americans said that they had lost access to their doctor in the last year due to changes in the insurance company's coverage network. Now, on the cost side, 55% of those surveyed said that their health care costs had almost increased, with 20% of Americans saying that their costs had gone up much more. I haven't talked to anybody yet who have said that their costs have gone down. Now, there are a couple of people I know that have sent me emails that, you know, Joe, I had terminal this, or I had that, or I had some really bad that I was finally able to get covered for. Well, God bless it. But we didn't have to turn the whole thing on its head to do this. We didn't have to turn the whole healthcare system on its head so you could get covered for, you know, the cancer you had. And really, my heart goes out to you. I'm not saying that we shouldn't help you some way, shape, manner, or form. But turning the whole system on its head continues not to be the way to help you out. It fixes nothing. It really does fix nothing. Whether you want to hear it or not. Anyway, so the most startling poll found that many Americans are delaying health care until conditions forces them to see a doctor due to cost. 30% of those surveyed said they delayed or avoided emergency care because of the cost. Out-of-pocket costs for health care have been skyrocketing, so it isn't a surprise a large number of Americans notice a cost increase. On the other side, however, the total amount spent on healthcare in America is growing at the slowest pace in decades. Because you just said why they're not going to the doctor. Come on, kid. Do you need a college degree for this, or can I do this? I mean, does it look? a large number of Americans owes a cost increase, right? Because their healthcare skyrocketed. And they said the total amount spent, now come on, think. The total amount spent on healthcare in America is growing at the slowest pace in decades. Right? But they had just said a poll found that many Americans are delaying healthcare, until their conditions force them to see a doctor due to the costs. So if they're not going to see, then they're not spending money on healthcare, which means, hello, anybody home? Which means the healthcare costs aren't going to go up. Hello? Seriously. This is why we are one of our sponsors is Liberty HealthShare. Go over to libertyhealthshare.org. Okay? And one of the reasons it's Liberty HealthShare, because of these reasons alone. Just head over there, check out libertyhealthshare.org. And I'm not doing this story because of them, but this is a perfect time for you to go check them out. Check out what they're about. Find out what they're all about, what they can do for you. I mean, I've talked to these guys several times now. I've had other people that have talked to these guys. It's a great service. It's a health share program. It is not an insurance policy. But you know what? The only difference is you've got more control with Liberty Health Share. You've got more freedom to choose what you want to choose under Liberty Health Share. And frankly, it's less money. Yeah, it is. The premiums, the deductibles, the whole nine yards, it's less money. You get a bigger bang for your buck. And I'm not just saying that. Again, I don't need to. I don't have to sell anything here. All I got to do is talk about it. We already have the contract. It's not like, oh, my God, if I don't sell 50 of these this month, they're going to go away. Up on my, I only got a couple of minutes to pull this off, but I'm going to do it. Up on my Facebook page for the website, for the radio show, there's a picture of a bunch of babies that were aborted, late-term abortions. And some of you are going to find them disgusting. I don't blame you. I find them disgusting, too. And they're pictures of babies that were put in garbage bags and thrown away in a garbage pail. I mean, in a big, you know, trash thing behind one of the clinics. So the clinic knew what it was doing. And there's a lot of these. There's not a couple. There's a lot of these. So the clinics knew what they were doing. Or know what they were doing. The babies, I would love for a liberal, okay? I would love for a liberal to go look at this, to go look at the picture and talk about this and tell us that this is acceptable. Now, I don't know if I have enough time to pull this off, but I'm going to try. I hate doing this. You know what? I'm going to save this for the next segment at the top of the hour, because in September of last year, when they did a committee conducted a hearing, this woman from Planned Parenthood comes out, and this is exactly what she said. This is why you guys need to be sick to your stomach, all right? Dismembering, I'm quoting her, dismembering living unborn babies, living unborn babies. So she's saying that they're alive, but they're just not, they haven't left the womb yet. And they are babies. Dismembering living unborn babies is very humane. Come on, let that sink in for a second. If you did this to a dog, if you did the same procedure to a litter of puppies, if you shoved a set of tongs in the right place on a pregnant dog and you started yanking these things out, you'd be arrested. The place would be up in arms. PETA would be going out of its mind. All of them would be going crazy. You do it to a human being, and it's cool. It's a mother's choice. It's all right. I don't know how they do this with a straight face. I have no clue. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Think about that during the break. I'm going to hit it hard on the other side. This one just bothers me tremendously, as you can tell. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.